It's been so long.
Justin, oh, life went insane and we had to call a pause. So we are back for reals this time.
Yeah, for reals.
I say this times and you guys haven't even heard the other episode we recorded and didn't get put out.
But that's the best part about recording. You get eventually y'all will hear it and be like, oh, well, we ain't even getting a goodbye. Well, we gave the goodbye. Y'all just never saw the goodbye.
So, Coco's life kind of imploded on itself and we had things to take care of.
That makes both of us. I think both people's lives have been a little hectic.
Yes. Shit.
Personal stuff and life stuff, and then even like planning for future stuff, it's kind of run amok. I shouldn't say amok, but it's definitely given both of us the runaround, that's for sure. It hasn't run amok in our lives,
so. Yeah, that is definitely for sure. It has done some things. So this is season 2, episode 1. When we drop this one and you all get to hear it, we will also drop the goodbye from last season.
you get double. But
you get a double one as an apology for kind of just dropping off the face of the earth.
Well, very true. Man, I know we kind of went silent for a little while there.
We did, but we are back. And Edwin and I are super excited for what we have planned here for season 2 and beyond. We've got a few announcements and we are excited about them.
Yeah, many.
Hope you guys are just as excited as us.
No, seriously.
Do you want to go into them now or do you want to go into them later?
I guess we can go into them here in a little bit. I don't know if you wanted to catch up.
Yeah, let's do some catch up. I guess I'll start because I'm kind of the one that made a stop. So I have moved. I am no longer in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so I am currently in Utah and I will be for another 100 and some odd days. 109 days, I think. Might be wrong. And then I will be headed to Georgia so I can go hike the Appalachian Trail, which is walking from Georgia all the way to Maine. It's about 2,100-ish miles. It'll take me about 6 months. And Edwin and I are, it's in the works for us to have episodes coming out while I'm still on the trail. It'll just work a little differently.
Very true. Now, whatever you told me, like it was gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna be out there for like 6 months. All I could think about was Coco just like pooping in a bag. That's really all I could think about.
Which is even better because, so, leave no trace principles. Be a good steward to the land that we're using. Where I am gonna be hiking, I don't have to poop in a bag. I just have to dig what's called a cat hole, which is 6 inches deep, and then I just bury all the human waste. But Edwin, last year as we were recording and we were kind of chatting, I had watched a YouTube video because I was looking at things and I was trying to compare, they call them poop scoops. It's a trowel to dig the hole. It doesn't ever touch the poop. But I was looking at them and I wanted to watch a review on one. And then the suggested video that came up is how to poop on El Cap. And El Cap is a mountain. So people will climb this mountain and they will spend the night on the mountain. There's nowhere to dig a hole. And so they poop in a bag. And that's what Edwin is referring to.
Yeah.
I will not be pooping in a bag this go round.
I think I even sent you that message last night or something.
You like did it. And I was on lunch when I read it and I just bust up laughing. And everyone around me was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah.
these texts.
I even showed it to one of my coworkers, and she was like, I don't get it. What's so funny about that? It just is, okay?
Yeah, okay. You don't get it. They're like, ew. Yeah, put me in the back. Be like, look, it's part of the, you know, it's part of the hiking process. So
it is. Okay. Okay. Some other updates. Part of the reason I moved is that I have been released and I am no longer with Master Royal. We split amicably. We're still friends, and sucks, but our lives were just going in two separate directions, and we had different priorities that we needed to take care of. So wish him well. But that's part of the reason I left Michigan. That my lease was coming up, and I was like, I just want to save extra money for the Appalachian Trail. And so it seemed like a good idea to move. I am currently, I say mooching, but I'm really not. I'm currently mooching out of and off of my sister and living in her basement. So
I hear you. I mean, but it's at least it's temporary, or else, you know, had you not been hiking, it would have been like, oh, in an apartment or something, or, you know.
Exactly. Had I not been hiking, oh, I was wrong. I looked it up. I have a countdown on my phone. It's 113 days until I start hiking. But yeah, had I not been so close to starting the trail, had I been doing it next year, anything like that, I would have most definitely found my own apartment, and who knows if I would have stayed in Michigan or if I would have come down here to Utah, went to Idaho. I don't know. So that's that. And then I went and spent a month in Hawaii.
That was crazy.
It was beautiful. And I have Hawaiian hair to match Noah. I call it sunset hair. It's purple and pink and orange. It's very bright. Very cool. But no, Hawaii was beautiful. I spent the month living out of a tent with some friends and family, and they took me all around the Big Island, and we went to beaches and hiking, and we went and saw a volcano erupt, and it was just so much fun. But I didn't have a whole lot of internet access there either.
No. So. I don't know why I would assume like AT&T has like, you know, Fios or, you know, fiber optic or something, but
not up there. So the friends I lived with, they lived up on the mountain. So you think Hawaii, you think sea level. Mm-hmm. Their elevation is 3,100 feet, which is just a bit shy of where I'm at here in Utah, and like way more than Texas and Michigan. But Texas, so they live. Texas was like 400 feet, so 460 I think is where I was living. I don't know. Anyways, so they live on the top of the volcano called Kilauea, and it is the most active volcano, and it actually like erupted the night I landed, and then continued to kind of erupt and blow out lava for the next month, and it was super cool to see.
That's how people do it. I don't even know. Like, yeah. Whenever she told me, she was like, "Yeah, I had to like put up a campsite, and we've been living in tents." I'm just like, I get it, but it's 2021. Get a hotel, but you can't get a hotel on the top of a mountain, so it's worth it, guys. I'm just being too bougie. Yeah.
I looked into a hotel out there, and they are expensive.
It's nothing but a tourist island, so yeah.
Exactly. But I don't know. It was worth it, and I feel very accomplished. I helped the friends build a flushing toilet. They had a toilet before, but I helped them build a flushing toilet and hooked it up to their septic, and it was fantastic. So I know something weird to be excited over, but I mean, a flushing toilet is a flushing toilet.
Whenever I was in Peru, they didn't have toilet seats. So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
A toilet. Oh my God. A toilet seat. Oh my God. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's just fancy, you know. So that's kind of what's been going on with me. I've started working overnight graves, so my days are all mixed up. But I'm enjoying work, so just working and sleeping and going back to work and sleeping some more and hiking a little bit and sleeping and working. That's my life currently.
I mean, don't sound too bad. You're keeping yourself busy, so I mean it's better than you being like, yeah, the past 4 months have been a bum. Yeah, which
I mean, I kind of have to.
I've been a bum. I mean, you haven't really been a bum. You've at least been trying to do things. There's people that have been bums for years. So
it's true. It's true. Yeah. My last day of work was the end of July. And I started work again this month. So July, August, September, October. So 4 months without work. One of those months was spent packing, and then I road tripped from Michigan to Utah. And then another month, like a month and a half, I was in Hawaii. So I'm not too upset about it, but it was a long time.
I give, you know, if you take out, you know, each month for real travels, I mean, you've only been a bum for like 2 months. So and I wouldn't call it.
It's true. But, like,
yeah. Coco. No, you'll see the progression. You'll see her all the way. Now at least, you know, or at least from now until she leaves. So
yeah,
that'll be fun. Man, I was about to say, I wish my life was that interesting for the past like 4 or 5 months.
But you've had some exciting things going on as well.
Yeah, man. Like whenever we first started this podcast, I was with that submissive, which I mean, we still talk, like we're okay. But it's there's no relationship or anything. So now I'm actually in a poly relationship with this young lady named Sweet Salt. So it's been interesting, only because I think I talked about it before. Like every monogamous relationship I've had, there's always been some like partial issue. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed about like this poly relationship is. It's not as intimate sometimes as, you know, you would think like mono would be, but it flows very well and it's very easygoing, which I think helps out in the long run just of things, because, you know, you don't get tired of each other. You don't miss each other. Well, you do miss each other. That's the biggest thing. So, you know, being able to see this person, wanting to see this person, sort of being like, didn't I just see you like 2 days ago? Like, but yeah. So yeah, I'm with Sweet, and it's been quite the event, only because like she found out that I did like a kink podcast. It's funny, we're all in the kink community, of course. Like,
yeah,
but she found out that I did a kink podcast, and she thought it was like the craziest thing ever. She's like, "Oh my god, like you actually have like a kinky podcast." She's like, "I want to be on it." Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm sure at some point, like I'll have her on here, but. You know, being with somebody who has been in the kink community way longer than I have too. She's been in there since she was like 18. I think she's like 34 now or something like that. She said years of experience. And like, she's also like Switch. So it's cool whenever like I watch her like do like demos with like bottoms or something like that. Mm-hmm. She has, I don't necessarily know the respect way to say it, but I guess she has a bottom. Her name is, let me give her a nickname. I'm gonna call her Jolly Rancher.
Just being Salty and Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. Salty and Jolly Rancher. So, so Jolly Rancher, wonderful, cute, has hair just like Coco, long, but hers is like blonde with like different colors too. But, anyway, for the longest time, I was telling her, I was like, I think she likes you. She's like, no, she does not. Blah. She was like, I would know. I was like, sure enough, it's the case. Anyway, but with that is like getting to watching, you know, Sweet Salt do like different demos. Like I got to see like my first whip demo like a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big thing. Also with Sweet, I actually finally got to go to, because obviously I'm out here in Dallas. I got to go to the actual like DFW dungeon, and that's exciting. Like, yeah, that for the very first time, it was wild.
That space, the DFW dungeon space, is amazing. It's incredible. It's for, I mean, I've been to some incredible dungeons, but that one is specifically a dungeon. Like, I've been to others that are just a swinger club and they bring in BDSM equipment like once a month. And the DFW dungeon is dedicated dungeon space.
And my thing is like, I have, so I have some like vanilla friends, like one young lady in particular. I know she had like, she had asked for my podcast, and then she like looked up and saw how many episodes I had, and she sent me the text, and she was like, "So you a freak, huh?" Like, I was just cracking up. I was just cracking up. I was like, "Yeah, we do some wild shit." But the thing about it is, I know like she has been trying to get into BDSM, and then whenever they had like listened to our podcast, they were like, I can't believe this is stuff that goes on. So it's nice because it's like I got like an on the spot review of like, yeah, you know, somebody who I would consider a freak, but then they like dive into this space and like it's a complete 360. So I had known that lady for the longest time, but I know it sounds like I'm rambling on, but I'm telling you, this is the slow catch up here. So like getting, like seeing people that haven't been in the community. And the reason why I even brought her up was the fact that like this lady, she wants to go to the DFW dungeon, but she's never actually been in like a kinky space, and neither has her significant other. So I was just like, well, whatever you had brought up, like different like scenes going on in the same, like, you know, space. Mm-hmm. Like if you've never seen like, you know, a woman top a man before, it's going to be a little different for you. Or even like if you've never seen somebody pull out, you know, whips, chains, or, you know, spanking or anything like that, you're not used to it. If you're not used to seeing, you know, any type of like, what's the respective way to say it? Anybody in like the LGBTQ community and, you know, however they present themselves, it's, you know, it's kind of mind opening, you know what I mean? Because it's a safe space for everybody. That's what I like about kink as well. So there's no, you can't pass judgment because there's something fucked up about you too. So that's what I love about, you know, being in the kink community. But to forward and the dungeon thing is, I'd like to go back and actually like experience more things in the dungeon, but also meet some people in the community. Yeah. And so it's been quite the experience. Outside of kink, work finally like slowed down. I know, like before I was like telling Coco, it was like the end of August, like beginning of September, I was like, yeah, it's finally slowing down, bro. I was still getting my ass whooped. So
like, so, it's better than it was, but it still sucks.
Yeah, it still sucks. So instead of having 16 stops per day, I had like 12 or 13, sometimes 14, and I would still be getting home like 4 or 5 o'clock, so it still sucked. But now I've been getting like 7-8 stops, so like I'm home at like 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock sometimes, so it's been nice. So expect more, guys. Expect a lot more content coming.
Yes, I know, we both have more time, and we sat down the other week, and we've sat down twice now to kind of have be like, well, how serious are we about this? How much do we want to continue it?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we want to do? What do we like? We did our 24 hours of kink, what's next? And how committed are we to providing what's next? Mm-hmm. And so we both renewed our commitment to both our own kinky learning and adventures, but also sharing them with you guys and helping open this new world, or maybe not even a new world, but, you know, helping open kink up to us and be a safe place to chat about it.
Yep. Or just having a spot where it sounds bad. I mean, people go to Reddit and ask questions, and sometimes they feel dumb for asking questions. Mm-hmm. We embrace those dumb questions. You know, like we, even if we don't know, like I would rather find the answer for you and ask, mm-hmm, and even learn myself than to just like have it just kind of lingering there, you know, be like, you know, like, how should I use this toy or blah, blah, blah. Even if I don't know what it is, I can't just sit here and be like, oh, that's stupid, just don't use it. You know what I mean? Like, it would help out, because if I knew what it was, I could, you know what it does, and you know, maybe I want to use it sometimes or something I didn't know. So it's just little stuff like that that we want to have vanilla people be able to come into the space, ask all the questions that they need to ask without them, you know, being judged, which we're not going to get judged anyway. You're in the space for it, but it's just don't feel dumb about asking any questions that you have, because I'd rather people ask questions about stuff they don't know than to see somebody actually get hurt, you know?
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. Just to comment back on your, because it just popped in my head, and it should have popped in earlier, but running on zero sleep, been up all night. Your dungeon comment of just like everything going on, like the dungeon, being in a dungeon play space is different than anything else. Like I've been to like house parties, I've been to dungeon spaces, I've been to swinger parties, like I've been to a lot of different parties, but a dungeon is so different. So different. Even from like, and a dungeon party is so much different than like a dungeon class or a munch or something like that. It's so like everywhere you look, it's so stimulating, not even in like a sexual way, but there's a flogging scene going on here and a rope scene here and a sensation play scene here and another flogging scene, and there's pet play going on there and electro play and fire play. And everywhere you look, there's going to be another scene. And it is so much to feast your eyes upon. And especially, you know, I've been in this for a few years. I've been to dungeons more than a few times. And still, every time I go, I see something new. I learn something different, whether it be about an entirely new kink, whether I see an entirely new scene, whether I see co-topping, co-bottoming, like a double bottom scene, whether I see a scene where people are switching, whether I see an impact scene where somebody's doing something in a way I haven't seen before. You will always see something new, and it's so stimulating to the mind, and it broadens it so much. I think it's just, I honestly think everyone should attend one, even if they don't plan to play.
Yeah, just attend one, and of course, you know, feast with your eyes, not with anything else, of course.
Yes, don't touch, don't interrupt somebody's scene. That's a big dungeon no-no.
And just dungeon etiquette too, which I know we kind of touched on last season, but that's one of the big things you always got to remember. I ran into Dr. Payne.
You were telling me
while I was up there, it was my second time going up there. Sweet Salt was doing a demo for Humiliation and Degradation, and then Dr. Payne, he just had some time that night. Him and Princess were, I guess, had like a Red Box night or something. So they just went out. Yeah, they just went out and they just stopped by for a little while, and I got to chat it up with them, and it was amazing. First of all, I'm gonna say I didn't know Princess Payne was that tall.
I mean, that's fair. I have no idea how tall she is either, because I just see them as they're. I've only seen them as they've been seated. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. I mean, like Dr. Payne is like, I think he's like 6'2 or 6'3, something like that. To me, everybody's tall. I'm like 5'7. So, but I think Princess is like right up there too. I think she's like maybe 5'10, 5'11. So she's tall for a chick. But yeah, it was just interesting because, like I said, like I see Dr. Payne a couple times, but like I don't see him regularly. So I can't like judge him face to face all the time. But after like last night, I was like, yeah, I'm going to remember that. Like, I remember feeling short. But all right, to go forward too. So we talked about dungeon work. Other than I've been doing like a bunch of YouTube stuff. I think I kind of touched on it last time, but I don't think I actually did. I said I was going to start one.
You touched on it in the goodbye that you had started, because you had put out your first video by then.
Yeah, so I put out my first video. I think I have like 3 videos up right now. I'm waiting to still make the fourth one. I kind of give y'all some context here. I think I told Coco, but there's going to be one of me like, they have this stuff. It's called like Manscaped. and it's like kind of big, like on the internet right now, but I was going to do like a review of the product, but also I was going to do like a testing of the product. So I was going to basically like shave my balls on cam. Yeah, I know. I can't.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, knowing who we both are, I'm not surprised, but.
I really can't. I try not to be that bad, but you know, at this day and age, I'm gonna give you my real review, because if you're gonna put out a product like that and you're gonna be like, oh, it's good for your man parts, we about to find out.
We want the truth.
Yeah. Oh, I'll give him the truth too. What's funny is like all the bad stuff I try and put like in the director's cut, but anyway, I digress. So yeah, a lot of like, you know, that's kind of just been what's going on in, you know, my life for the most part. So I'm definitely glad to be back on here. I know for a while there, it was kind of bugging me about the podcast, because it was like, I feel like we kind of like left something good on the table. I was like, do we want to keep it, or do we just kind of, you know, want to do something else? And at that point too, I was kind of like, well, should we just start like a different podcast? Like, we're just not reaching the right audience, or we're just not putting enough effort? But there's a lot of stuff that goes on, just not in just any podcast that you know we should be doing anyway. So it's a lot of moving parts and a lot of knife catching, which I don't mean that like, you know, an investing way, but it really is a lot of knife catching. Like, you know, you throw up something like you know, like Twitter, Reddit,
there's TikTok. A lot that goes on either behind the scenes or in addition to what you're hearing each week on the podcast.
And it's just remembering to knock them out. So that's what I mean by falling knives. So if you miss it, you're going to cut yourself. That's basically what's been going on. So now it's just kind of, you know, things that y'all can actually like look forward to on the show. I know. Yes. Yeah. I know the first season was like, to us, it was a big deal. And I'm sure to y'all, it was a big deal too. But for us, it was getting all of like, it's almost like school. You're getting all the core curriculum out the way. Mm-hmm. So now we can actually talk about like the fun stuff.
Yes. And so now we get, so it was like elementary school. You just got handed the classes that you had to have. And now we get to pick some cool classes.
Mm-hmm. You get to,
the deeper dive into our electives,
right?
Right? Those words, electives. Yeah. Right,
you got the core and the electives. Yeah, the electives are a lot more fun.
Yes. So don't worry, we will still keep touching on the core subjects, just like in school. But we'll get more to it.
Yeah, agreed.
So this season, we decided that we want to deep dive into some of the bigger, I don't want to say more popular kinks, but some of the kinks that are more well known, maybe?
Most common, I guess.
Most common. Yeah, I guess. I don't even know which words I want to use for that, but some of the bigger and more not anticipated, participated in kinks. So we want to do like a deep dive into like impact and bondage, and I don't want to go too far and give you guys too many spoilers, but we've got a list of some that both Edwin and I really enjoy that we want, and some that we're just now getting into that we want to really deep dive into. Both, we want to do one episode where we kind of talk about it broadly and give you some safety tips and some info on it and like some negotiation ideas. And then we want to go into like a little more specifics of like, this is rope bondage. This is some other kinds of bondage. We can do duct tape and leather and this and that. And so we'll split them up into a couple different shows to be able to go into more detail.
Yeah, what you'll notice is like we'll cover like the main broad spectrum, but you'll notice there's a lot of crossovers.
Yes.
There's a lot of crossovers. So I mean, you can use, just like how, you know, you can use a rope to, you know, bind somebody, you can definitely use rope to also like hit somebody with too. So you can do a whole bunch of different things. But yeah, like I'm really excited for this new season, because we had been wanting to do this for the longest time, but now it's like, all right, we've gotten all the, I shouldn't say the BS out of the way, but we've gotten all the extra stuff out of the way, but now we can actually like sit and focus on it. So
yes, we got the basics out of the way. Now time to sit and really go, because we wanted everyone to be able to have a decent foundation by the time they jumped into specifics. So we think you guys have a decent foundation, and we've convinced you all to stay.
Yeah, right.
And we're ready to do some more. A couple of other things we're going to do. We know our first few episodes, the audio on there was rough.
Mm-hmm. It hurt.
It still hurts. I like get the heebie-jeebies down my neck thinking about it. So we've decided to re-record those and kind of remaster those. So we'll get those put out. And we also want to, we're going to do a mini series.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin is just now starting to be able to go to the dungeon in DFW. And I'm in a whole new place where I need to find the community and get involved in here. I've been to a couple lunches, a game night. I've been to a class. But we want to take you guys along on that trip and along on that adventure as we both get more involved in the community. Because everyone's like, how do you do it? Where do you find a munch? How is the munch? I'm freaked out about the munch. What about a play party? What about this? And we just want to give you guys like a little mini series. We'll kind of throw them in occasionally in between our other episodes, so you guys know what's going on and how our integration into the community is. Mm-hmm. Maybe integration is a bad word. I feel like that gave it a bad connotation. but you all know what I mean. I don't mean it in a bad way.
Yeah.
So, because it's different. I was, very involved in the Texas community. And so was Edwin for a while. And then COVID kind of shut things down. Now I'm here in an entirely new location. And it's, Edwin has new groups that he's being involved a part of. And we just want to take you guys along on that adventure.
Very true. I want to say it seems like the last year to me hasn't changed all that much, but when I really think about it, like a lot has changed. So
baby steps.
Yeah.
You don't really notice them, but they add up.
The baby steps do add up, because you start looking back, you're like, oh my God, I forgot I got that. I forgot I did that too. I forgot I did that. It's just interesting. But Coco's 100% right. That mini series I think the miniseries is going to help a lot of people. I really didn't want to give examples at first, but now I kind of have to. So I was telling Coco last time we had talked about like this couple that had like gone to the dungeon, and you can tell like they had never been to a dungeon the first time. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of brought up dungeon etiquette earlier, and one of them is the biggest one is safety. So if you're going to take a photo, you have to have everybody's consent that is in the photo and give or take around the photo as well, as long as they're not in the frame. But you could tell this couple was like brand new, had never been to a play space before. There was this chick, little cute girl. She had a little leather stuff on and whatnot. She was just kind of like throwing whips. Well, I guess the gentleman's wife had came over and had asked her to, hey, can you show me how to use them? Well, she starts, the little girl starts showing the dude's wife how to, do the whip and whatnot. And, you could tell the wife was starting to be like, oh, okay, I kind of get it. Like, you know what I mean? Well, the dude pulls out his phone and just snaps a photo of his wife.
I get wanting to take a photo of what she's doing because that's exciting, but.
Consent.
Especially in a play space.
Yeah, a lot of people come from different backgrounds. Some of them need to be secretive. And of course, like you have to respect people's, privacy as well. Because, this person could be, CEO of a company. This person could be a doctor. This person could be even like a school teacher, something like that. Like you can't, there's certain things that you don't want to get out to the public. And whenever you do something like that, you're definitely, it's literally an invasion of privacy, whether you know it or not. So it's that was basically the point I was trying to make with that, you know, as far as us being able to like let people know, like, you know, how to approach a dungeon, like what to do, and, you know, how we're getting in the community. So we can kind of take you through all of our examples, i.e. that right there, to show you what
to do. I do know, because you did tell me a couple of dungeon monitors went over there and went, hey, we need to look at those photos, make sure everybody in there consented to them, because we noticed you weren't telling people you were taking photos. And I know they made them get rid of a few, and he was able to keep the ones with his wife in it.
Yep. So I mean, they'll reason with you, like they're just not going to be like, delete all of them, blah, blah, blah. I mean, if it's got nobody's face in it, you know, they'll definitely let you keep it, but usually pulling out your phone in a dungeon is a no-no. So it's just one of those things.
As we're going into dungeons and play spaces, those are things we want to remind you of, because we want everybody to be able to enjoy it. And consent is key for all things.
Great.
But yeah, so that's kind of what you have to look forward to in season 2. That's kind of what we're planning, what we're super excited for. Does this lead into the other things? I guess it's one big thing wrapped up. I guess it's like two big things wrapped up in one pretty package.
I'm like, well, if you're gonna bring it up, you can spill the beans.
I like sitting here over here like blushing and excited. We have decided to start a Patreon and a Discord. We have decided that the Discord will be free to everybody to join, everybody who listens. We're going to start it off as free, and then we will have different things available depending on what Patreon level you buy and you support us with. Buy, pay for, subscribe to, I'm not sure the word. But depending on which Patreon level you are, you will get different things in the Discord group and channel group.
Channel server? Privileges.
No, you'll get different channels in the server. Yeah. And it'll come with different privileges. I know one we're kind of excited about is we've decided we want to do kind of like a listen to reaction as the podcasts are posted every week. That'll be fun.
I guess it's like a screening or
what, yeah, is it? I guess kind of like a screening.
Watch party.
Yes, a watch party. That's probably a better word. So we'll do like a watch party, listen party, where we'll be in there and we'll be answering questions and chatting with you guys. So that one I'm really excited about. There's a few others, like we're thinking of doing a live Q&A. And then for like our highest level, and then maybe down a step, you guys can hear the Q&A questions afterwards. So we're still, we have a bunch of ideas of what we want. We just haven't decided which levels the patrons are going to be. But by the time this is posted, you guys will all hear it and it'll be ready. So we're super excited about that. And I'm just super excited for the Discord board, server board. Again, I'm learning these words. Coco's not very good on Discord, but I'm learning and I am practicing and I will get better. But we're really excited about that. I think we're going to do like a question of the week for everybody, or a topic of the week for everybody to kind of get involved in that. And we'll be chatting up in there so we can chat with you guys live.
I can't wait. We're gonna try and be as just involved as we were last season. You know, if not more. So like I said, you guys just have patience with us. You know, things are still growing. This, you know, at first it was already hard enough to kind of stretch, you know, that long, but we definitely made it past like 30 episodes. So that right there deserves an award.
And 24 hours.
And 24 hours of kink. So mission completed there. So now it's just kind of just building upon what we got, and just expect the same craziness, the same fun, and the same quality of information like last time. There's a couple of things that we were talked about, just like changing as well. And give or take however many episodes you kind of made it through, you can kind of see like the slow transition of like what was to like what is now. And yeah, so now we're definitely gonna we're gonna make changes, but it's not gonna be bad changes. So it's just gonna be, I'm not gonna give away all the game. I'm not gonna give it away. You'll just have to see it after the first couple episodes, and then you'll know. You'll be like, oh, okay, we can tell there's a clear difference.
We are excited about that. And if you guys have any suggestions that may help or you think would be better, or you want to top us to do a topic, as always, let us know.
We love you guys. Y'all already know. Yes. Y'all can always send in whatever. And of course, there'll be stuff on like, you know, the Discord and Patreon for stuff that y'all want us to cover at some point too. Yeah. So that'll definitely be nice. But any final words there?
Thanks for sticking it out with us, you guys. We really do love you and appreciate all of the listens and shares and comments and suggestions and everybody who has hopped on the podcast to give their thoughts. And I'm just so excited. So excited for the new season. I am so happy to be back and settled in a place where we can continue doing this.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I couldn't ask for anything better, honestly. So now it's just kind of, it's almost like last season, you know, do or die, you know.
Yes.
which is good. I like that about last season. It was just kind of get it done by however we're going to get it done. And, you know, we'll definitely kind of use those same core values here. But like Coco said, seriously, thank you guys for sticking with us. Like, it's already nerve-wracking enough to do a podcast thinking that, like, God, nobody's going to listen to it. But the fact when you start seeing, like, followers accumulate, like, oh, people are actually listening to us. Oh, you like what we're putting out? Like, you know, it's one of the biggest, like, thank yous you could ever get. So please, obviously, like, keep supporting. If you got friends and family that are, I mean, nobody, oh, God, it's going to make me long-winded if I keep going. I'll touch on this eventually later. But, you know, if we can help educate more people on not just kink, but sex in general, I think it'd be better for all. So that's definitely what we're trying to do, you know, here, and definitely give everybody a safe space for it. So, that's all I got there.
Do you want to do our plugs? Do you remember our plugs?
Oh, man, we got one too many at this point. Plugs.
I know.
Okay, so we are on Twitter. You can find us at Dark S Adventures. We are on Podbean. That's where a lot of our episodes are stashed away. Same with Spotify, if y'all are looking for us. We're on Deezer. Holy cow, Pandora. We are on
Apple Music or Apple Podcast.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts. I think we're on Anchor as well and a couple other places.
And Amazon. And
yep. You name
it. Radio, all the big ones, I think.
Yeah, at this point, you can damn near find us just about everywhere. So, and of course, you know, if y'all have any questions, concerns, y'all got any topics, articles, you know, if you just need to talk, whatever it is. Or book suggestions. Yeah. Or book suggestions. That's the whole thing coming soon. or hell, if you want to be on the show, you know, you can give us a shout over at ourdarksideadventures@gmail.com. Did I cover all of them? Did I forget anything?
First of all, welcome to season 2.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Or I guess I say adios.
Yeah, adios. Bye.
Let's try it again. Adios.
Bye.